B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
It's time for another DM disaster. We've got Lily on the phone. Lily DM'd us on our Instagram, Bob and LBF. Nice. Give it a follow. Hey, good morning, Lily.
Hi, Bob. Hi, LBF. How are you?
We're good. So you DM'd us your disaster. So let's get into it. What's happening?
Sure. So my Mother's Day was really upsetting this year. Myself, I'm 35. I've been married for 2 years. My husband, he was married for 10 years before we were married, and he's got 2 children, 8 and 6. They're great. The kids and I, we get along pretty well. The ex-wife and I even, you know, we get along pretty well considering the circumstances. But like I said, Mother's Day was really hard this year.
Okay.
So
why is that?
My husband took the kids out to go buy cards, go buy gifts, and that's great. I get it. It's their mom.
Oh, for the mom, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, myself, he has them make little handmade cards for me, and it's okay. I get it. You know, it's only been 2 years. I'm stepmom. We're, you know, trying to ease them into it. They're so young. That's mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. I don't care about gifts, whatever. But he takes them out. He buys all this stuff for the mom with the kids. And then on Mother's Day, he makes this gigantic social media post just going on and on about how ex-wife is the best mom and co-parent mm-hmm. and, you know, great partner in the child rearing.
Mm.
And again, I get it. It's their mom, but there's no mention of me nowhere. No, you know, nothing, no acknowledgement of myself as the stepmom or, you know, myself trying to step into this role. And I approached him about it.
So this was on Instagram with what picture of just trying to get an idea of what it looked like.
Yes, there were photos, pictures of them when they were married and their years together. There was a whole reel video
with
memories.
And nothing in you?
Not even a mention.
Wow.
Wow. Hmm. That's harsh.
Like how good a stepmom you are.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I imagine that hurts, though. Yeah. That's got to hurt.
Yeah. So you said something to him, or?
I did. I approached him, and, you know, I said, really nice post and great reel. Where's mine? And he snapped back and said, well, I've never heard of, you know, Stepmother's Day. And just, you know, followed up with, you know, I'm trying to keep the peace with my ex and everything. And
he wants to keep the peace, so he kisses up. Mm. That's what it is.
Yeah, but he's married to you.
And he said there's never anything called Stepmom's Day.
Wants to keep the peace with her, but if he wants a piece of you, then he might want to think differently.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You sound distraught. Yeah. You really do. That stinks. Sounds to me like you were, but what to do next is always the question when it comes to these situations, Lily. So, you know, people will call in, give you some thoughts, whether or not they think he was out of line, are you expecting too much, and, you know, where to go from here.
Right. Because,
you know what? Father's Day's coming.
Yeah.
Just saying, Lily. Okay, stay tuned. We'll open up the phone lines and text lines. Same number, 888-410-1057. Lily, just sit back and see what people think. Hopefully it helps, okay?
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lily. DM disaster today came from Lily. She DM'd us on our Instagram page, Bob and LBF, and she had a terrible Mother's Day. Now, look, she's only been married to this her husband for 2 years, who's got kids from previous marriage.
Yeah.
And he really kind of doted more. I don't know, it might not be the right word, on the ex.
On the Instagram. Like, had the kids get her cards and presents, and I went on Instagram and did a whole thing about his ex.
You want to talk to a kid?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we got Helena on the phone. Good morning, Helena.
Hey.
There you go. So what do you think, Helena?
Well, I think, well, a stepmother is a mother because she's acting, if she's acting like a mother, then, and she's married, then she's a mother. And also, there is National Stepmother's Day on May 21st.
It's still coming.
So it's this Sunday.
Yeah, the problem is he's never heard of it because
he's going to hear it now.
He's going to hear it now.
Thank you, Helena. That's great.
Have a great day, Helena.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye. It's amazing, right? Helena, hey, dummies.
Thanks. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Hello, look it up. I didn't know there's Stepmother's Day.
Well, it's you're a not week a stepmom. Later. It's a week later. That's perfect. It's like Little Christmas.
Little Christmas.
Yes.
All righty, let's see. ROR, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you think of Lily's DM today?
You know, I actually feel bad for her because I am a stepmother. I've been a stepmother for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a mother of my own children. And being a mother is hot enough.
Mm-hmm.
But being a stepmother is a whole different story. And not being acknowledged is very hurtful. I would be really hurt. I have to agree with the way she's feeling.
Okay. All right.
If that was my husband,
that's right.
What would you do?
Yeah. What would you do?
It would not be pretty. It wouldn't be pretty. Like it sounds like she approached him in a very mature manner, but I might have been a little bit more aggressive.
Okay.
But I give her credit for keeping her cool.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? She'll be glad to hear that. Thank you, Rachel. Have a great day. Okay. So, hey, Sunday is stepmom's.
Yeah. Exactly. We got a couple of texts.
Yep.
John says the guy's an ass and she should run.
Okay.
7781 said she's lucky she got homemade cards. Let it go.
Mm.
Cannot force the kids to recognize you as a parental figure. They have a mother. And then we have another one that said, it's 978. It's Mother's Day, not Stepmom's Day. Be happy. Don't stir the pot. The soup.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he shows his appreciation in other ways.
I think he showed up real small. I don't care.
Yeah.
He's only been married 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. You're still trying, you know, do the right
thing.
Another
text just came in.
Don't relax so easy.
Yeah. No such thing as a stepmom's day. First class jackass.
Okay. Apparently, according to Helena, there is a stepmom's day.
And it is Sunday. It's the week after Mother's Day.
There you go.
So everyone gets a day. Everyone gets a trophy and everyone gets a day.
Everything's cheaper.
Everything is cheaper.
Sure. I'm sure flowers are cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that, all the things. You get reservations on Stepmom's Day. That ain't a problem. Tell you that right now.
I feel like you're ruining it. You're ruining it a little bit.
I'm making it easy.
Pointing it out.
For Lily's husband.
You can do that on the sly. On the phone. A phone call. Be like, shh, just so you know. But now everyone knows.
That reservations are easy to come by.
Yeah, and the flowers are cheap.
The bad news is the buffets really suck. I mean, so that's the thing, you know?
True enough.
There's Stepmom's Day's buffets anywhere I can think of.
Yes, there should be.
All right. Anyway, Lily, you're not wrong, we don't think, right? He can step it up a little bit.
Yeah, he could totally step it up,
dude.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.